Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Praise God. Woo, man. What a service. Oh, man. Hey, you know what? I love it when the Holy Spirit takes over. I love it. I'd rather have the Holy Spirit doing the whole thing. You know, I can just sit back there and watch. Come on, hallelujah. Okay, God, here's my message. There it goes right there. Praise God, hallelujah. Oh, man, yesterday we had the family over, and we were there was playing volleyball and having a good time at my house, and God was talking to me about stuff. And I was sensing, I said, Lord, is this the message? What is this, Lord? What are you saying to me? And it got stronger and stronger as the night went by. I finally had to say, hey, man, sorry, gang, I got to go in, man. I got to go study, and man, because I got to find out what God was saying, because what I was expecting to do this Sunday just was not getting ready to happen. And you know what I'm saying? It just wasn't coming. I mean, what I was thinking it was going to be about, it got shifted and changed again. And God is okay with God. I'm okay when God does that. Hey, Donnell, you're back. How you? Good to have you. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the message this morning it might feel a little different, but I'm going to tell you that this morning I believe it's loaded with seed. How many of you guys know seed? How many know what happens when you plant a seed? I believe it's loaded with seed. And so when the seed goes in you don't have to agree with me. I'll tell you that right now. Don't agree with me. You don't have to agree with me. Isn't that right, Pastor John? Yeah. But what you do have to do is go check for yourself in case you feel it's a little contrary. Is that right? Check to see what it might be, see what God might be saying. Because I really, really do believe that God is preparing a kingdom, if you will, the kingdom of God to be placed on the earth like it's never been seen before. Jesus said, pray this way. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, right? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So this is good. This kingdom that's about to hit the earth is going to look like it, the one that's in heaven. Because that's what Jesus told us to pray. Remember that. Is that right? Yeah. It's not just a simple prayer that you pray. You know, when I was in the previous church, I should say, when I was a young man, we would pray beads. You guys remember those? We would pray beads, and the Our Father would be in there. But God is saying, hey, Dick, I'm really talking about my kingdom hitting the earth with an impact like the world has never seen since the world began. It is the kingdom of God of the redeemed. Do you hear what I'm saying? Those that have been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And God is saying, I'm placing it in the earth so that the earth may have no excuse. Do you hear me? No excuse for the things that they're doing that are contrary to God. How many know people are doing things that are contrary to God all the time? You know, it's in the house too. It's in the church too. Do you know that? People are doing things that are contrary to what God is trying to say. He said, and everything that is contrary, that everything that shows up in my life, I'm saying, God, that feels contrary to who you are, and I'm going to push away from it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So get ready, folks. I mean, listen to the message this morning, and I want to start with a verse in Revelation. Let's pray, because like I say, this might sound a little different, okay? Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your word. Father, I'm just a messenger, Father. I'm just a mouthpiece, Father, for what you give me. Lord, I would not do it if it wasn't for you in my life. If it wasn't for the Holy Spirit, your Holy Spirit, speaking to my heart. So, Lord, I just pray, even if it's for only one, Lord, let that one receive this word. But Lord, open our hearts so that we might all hear what you are saying today. We thank you for it. We thank you for your presence during worship this morning. We thank you, Father. We thank you. Thank you for your Son. In Jesus' name I pray. If you agree, say amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8 says this. Jesus was talking to John on the Isle of Patmos, and he said this, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is which was and which is to come. And then he says, the Almighty. Is that right? Everybody say, come on. Everybody say, amen.
Amen.
Amen. How many know he's the Almighty? How many know that he's the first and the last? How many know he's the Alpha and the Omega? Hallelujah. He's the one we got to be listening to. Is that right? The world has a lot of their own thoughts. Isn't that right? They tell us a lot of stuff. Is that right? We get a lot of stuff from people that don't know Jesus. Is that right? Oh, man. But God is saying, hey, I'm the Alpha and the Omega. I'm the Almighty. Hallelujah. Woo, man, I love that. Glory to God. If you will, turn to Isaiah chapter 46. Hallelujah. I'm going to try to get you out early. 2 o'clock sounds about right.
Yeah,
yeah, come on, man. Hallelujah. I can't even see the clock, man.
Hallelujah.
All nighter. Come on, bro. Hallelujah. Isaiah 46, starting at verse 1, it says, Bel bows down, Nebo stoops. Their idols were upon the beasts and upon the cattle. Their carriages were heavy laden. They are a burden to the weary beast. They stoop, they bow down together. They could not deliver the burden, but themselves are gone into captivity. I like this. I like the way Isaiah writes this. He's talking about these beasts of burden that are hauling the idols of the men of Babylon. And Bel is a Babylonian god and an Assyrian god. And Nebo was an Assyrian god, from Mesopotamia. How you say it? Mesopotamia, whatever. Yeah, good word. It's a nice word. It's some kind of country back in the east. I don't know anything about it. But anyway, but the Nebo was a Mesopotamian god. All right. And the picture here that Isaiah is talking about, they're loading these gods, these idols on these carriages and on these beasts and these poor donkeys, mules, oxen, or whatever they were trying to move these idols for them. And it got so heavy on them. And the scripture says that now these animals have become in bondage because of the weight of the idols. Is that right? Can I tell you something? Anything other than God? Anything, any God other than God, which is not really a God, anything becomes a weight to you. Do you know that? And God, is just like we were singing this morning, is trying to free us up. There's a freedom that comes in knowing God. Is that right? That's why the scriptures are so important to you. Amen, Pastor. That's a good word. Yeah, yeah. That's why the scriptures are so important to you. That's why. He's telling us, hey, man, these gods, they will weigh you down. These things that are not, you know, if you're not putting God first in everything, I'm going to tell you, he's either Lord or he's not Lord of, or he's either Lord of all or he's not Lord at all. Is that right? So if you're not putting him first, if you're not seeking after him, can I tell you, you're in a dangerous position. I'll just say that to you. You're in a dangerous position. Because you're being loaded down and weighted down by things that other than God. God says, my yoke is easy. Is that what he tells us? My burden is light. What I'm asking you to do is not a heavy, hard thing. Do you know why? Because he empowers you to do everything that he wants you to do. That's what God does. He is the Almighty. So if he's got three dwelling in you, guess what you can do? You can be almighty. How's that? Ooh, come on. That's a different story. That's a different story. But I'm going to tell you, that's who you are. That's who you are. And so he's talking about these idols. And then he says, listen to me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. Do you hear that? He says, even to your old age. What's old age? Somebody tell me the age of an old age. Nobody knows here. That's good, man. Yeah, 104. 120. Methuselah was 969. Let's go with that. Hallelujah. 969 years old. Is that good, Dan? Can we do it, Methuselah? 960. That's old age. Hallelujah. Shoot for that. How? Why don't you? 969 years old. Hallelujah. I love it. Even to your old age, I am he. Even to those H-O-A-R, which says whore hairs, that means gray hairs. Anybody, any gray hair in the house? Hallelujah. There's a few gray hairs in the house. Even to your gray hairs, I will carry you. Is what God's saying. I'll carry you. I will carry. Everybody say, he'll carry me.
Carry me.
Say it again. He'll carry me. God will carry you. He'll go no matter where you're at. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He's going to carry you all the way from the beginning to the end. Isn't that cool? Hallelujah. He will carry you, and I will, he says, deliver you. Isn't that cool? Because sometimes we get into stuff. How many know that? Sometimes we get in stuff and we get messed up and God says, look, I will carry you and I will deliver you. No matter what you do, no matter where you go, you're going to find that I am true to you and I will deliver you in every circumstance if you'll call on me. Is that right? Yeah. Isn't that the way God is? He's true. Woo, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's read on. He says, to whom will you liken me and make me equal and compare me? That we may be alike. To whom or to what? What are you going to compare God to? Woo. There is nothing that you can compare. Can I tell you, we don't know what we really don't know anything about this God. Do you know that? Except that he loves us and he sent his son to die for us. And for some reason, he has placed his spirit within us. Is that crazy? God, are you crazy? What can you compare him to? Do you know that you have to have two of anything to compare? Is that right? Is that correct? Does anybody know that? You guys know that. You got to have two of anything to compare. Is that right? If you only got one, you can't compare it to anything. Is that right? Can you compare an apple to an orange? No way. You can't do it. You got to have two. But God says in his word, I am the only God, is what he says. So there's nothing you can compare him to. The minute you try to compare him, you reduced him. Do you hear me? You reduce him because you're trying to compare him to something that you got no idea of. You don't even know who he is. So the minute you try to compare him, you've belittled him. You've reduced him in your own heart and your own mind. He is the greatest thing we can ever imagine. And you wait. When we get to heaven, it's not going to be just some, oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh,
man, I'm going to tell you, if you're doing that, you're going to feel pretty weird. Because it's going to be jumping. They're going to be dancing up there, man. Well, folks, because the God that we serve is a mighty God. And he cares about you. And he loves you. Hallelujah. And he's called you. And he's called you to listen to him. Hallelujah. I think I'm going to get into my last week's message. I don't know. Well, but no, know this. Know this. That he has called you personally. Is that right? It's not a religion. This is not, folks, we're not, this is not religion. I had somebody tell me, oh yeah, well, you're one of the religious guys. No, I'm not religious. You're more religious than I do. You drink, you'll have a beer every Friday night. You're more religious than I am. You go to church on Christmas, and what's the other one? Easter. You're religious, bro. That's religion. We're in a relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. And he's talking to us, man. He says, hey, man, I will do what you ask me to do if you will listen to me and follow me. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? God's so good. Hallelujah. Says this. To whom will you liken me and make me equal and compare me that we may be alike? They lavish gold out of the bag. They weigh silver in the balance. They pull out all their precious metals, and they hire a goldsmith, and he makes it a god, and they fall down and worship it. See, God sees everything, and he watches as men take their gold and turn it into this fancy little statue, take their silver and make another little statue, and then they fall down and worship it. How silly is that? Is that silly?
Yeah. Very silly.
They worship it. You know, at any time, you could probably walk up to it, knock it over, and it ain't going to do nothing back. And if it's your God, come on, man. That's what he says right here. Check it out. They bear him on their shoulder. They carry him. Can't even move around on his own, can he? What kind of God is that? It says, and him, they set him in his place. Oh, he's a faithful God. He always stays right where we put him. Yeah, that's right. Who wants a God that just stays where we always put him? Oh, man. And he stands from his place, and he stands, and from his place he will not remove. He's going to stay there. Yea, one shall cry to him, yet can he not answer, nor save him out of his trouble. See, make this foolish God and you expect it to deliver you. See, your money can't deliver you, folks. Nothing can but Him. He's the only deliverance you have. He's the only one that can watch over you and take care of you. He's the only one that can protect your children, your grandchildren, your sons and your daughters. He's the only one.
Right.
Come on, man. Yeah. Face it. You can't do nothing, folks. Isn't that right? Come on. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Yeah, come on. We can't do it. That's why we need Him. Because we can't do anything without Him. Jesus said it this way, without me, you can do nothing. How many agree with that?
Yeah.
You know, there's folks out there, oh no, I can do this on my own. I can make it on my own. I don't need God. Yeah. foolish man. Foolish woman. You need God. Hallelujah. Remember this and show yourselves men. Bring it again to mind, O you transgressors. Now, like, watch what we're getting into here. He says, remember the former things of old. For I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. He says this, remember the former things of old. Remember those old things. What he's pointing us to the Garden of Eden. He's pointing us to when he created man. When he, in his own mind, said, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost said, let us make man in our image. In the image of him, they made us. God made us. So I'm going to take you to Genesis. Just so I need you to look at something real quick. So go to Genesis. It's going to be chapter 1, verse 31. Hold your place here in Isaiah. I know you're looking at the TV, so it doesn't matter. But, you know, hold your place here in 46, and then we're going to go to Genesis chapter 1. Starting at verse 31, and we're going to go to verse chapter 32. But 31 says, this was the sixth day. This was the day that God had made man, and everything was done. The animal, everything, the trees, the water, the light, everything had been done in the 7 days. And here's the sixth day, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was what? Very, very good. Is that right? How many know God don't make mistakes? How many know that? How many know when God makes something, it's good? Is that right? He is a professional. How many, as far as we know, professionals, you know, he is a professional in everything that he does. He is an expert. He is excellent in everything that he does. Do you hear me? And here he says, this is what he says, and behold, it was not just good, it was what? Very good. He puts an emphasis on that good. He says it was very good. What's he talking about? His creation. Mankind itself. He says it was very good. And he says, an evening and the morning were the sixth day. Chapter 32, verse 1 says this, thus the heavens and the earth were finished. Everybody say finished?
Finished.
Finished. What's finished mean?
Done.
What's done mean? Finished. Yeah, man, come on. It was finished, and the host and all the hosts of everything in it was done. It says, and on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work, which God created and made. Isn't that cool? God is at rest. God's at rest. How many like rest? Anybody here like rest? There's one. There's two. There's a couple back in the back there. Man, I like rest. How many like sleep? Yeah, come on, man. If I put you to sleep, I'm going to slap you. Come on, man. I'm just kidding you. Hey, don't go to sleep. This is good for you this morning. Hey, I like rest and I like sleep. I was up till 3:30 with this thing this morning saying, God, are you done yet? Because you know what? I believe that God is saying some things to us. And I could use some rest right now. I could use a little nap. Oh, man. But something within me has got me just, I don't want to call it jacked up, but I just want to say I'm excited. I'm excited about what God is doing. Amen? How many know it's important that we have joy in what we do?
Yes.
Do you know that? You know how important joy is?
Yes.
Joy will put your feet to dance in. And I think I heard that, man. It will. It will cause you to step with a lighter step. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Where was I? Hallelujah. So God finished the work. Everybody say finished.
Finished.
Everybody say done.
Done.
Everybody say he rested.
He
Can I tell you, he's still resting today? Can I tell you that? Do you believe that? Think about it. God is at rest. Everything that he planned, everything that he did it in 7 days. Didn't take him long. Jesus said this, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Can I tell you, God knows the beginning from the end. Can I tell you that? And everything in it. And he knows everything that's there, and he has already seen it. Is that right? That's how we get the book of Revelation. Do you know that? The book of Revelation comes from God to John the Apostle to tell us, hey, man, look, behold, I come quickly. It's all been done. How many know that? It's important that we understand that. Because when you understand that, when you're asking God to do something for you, you got to remember he's at rest. Sounds like that God that doesn't get up. Isn't that right? But that's not what... See, God operates by faith. God operates with us by faith. We have to believe him for what he's told us. When he says, I'm at rest, then you need to rest in that. So when you say, God, can you heal my elbow? I'm just kidding. God, can you heal the diabetes that's in my veins, pumping through my circulatory system? God, can you do that? You know what God's gonna say? I already did it. I've done it. It's already done. So the important thing for you to remember is to say, God, I just want to thank you that you have taken care of diabetes in my body. You have taken care of cancer. You have already done the work through what Christ has done on the cross. Is that right?
Yeah. Right.
Come on. Now think about what I'm telling you. Because we're so used to living in a world that says, man, if God don't give it to you, I mean, you know what? He's already given it to you.
Receive,
believe it. Honor him for who he is. He's God. And you've got no idea what he's like. I've got no idea what he's like, but I know he's big. I know he's big. And I know he desires for us to honor him by believing him. Does that make sense?
You,
if you believe him, you're going to honor him. You know, if my grandson, if I'm telling him this, that, and the other, and he don't believe me and walks off while I'm talking to him, that's not honor. Is that right? You know, we do the same thing with God. God says, just believe me. You honor me, I will honor you, is what he says. Woo, come on. Hallelujah. So let's go back to Isaiah. Remember that God has finished the work. Isaiah 46. He said that, remember the former things of old, for I am God, there is none else. I am God, there is none like me. And then he says this, declaring the end from the beginning. What does that mean? He knows the end. He absolutely knows the end. And he knows you, and he knows your end. He knows everything. Is that right?
Yeah.
Just because he's God. Just because he's God. That's all there is. Can I explain it? Maybe not. I doubt it. But he knows it all, and he declares it. He says it here in the scripture, declaring the end from the beginning, from ancient times, the things that are not yet done. Can I tell you, God has not done, is not, God... Can I tell you that there are things that we have not seen yet that God has already placed within us? Can I tell you that? Every one of you in this house today has certain things that God has placed in you, and the only thing that activates it is his word.
Yeah.
His word plus the events you're going through in your life at that time. How many have ever read a scripture and you found, oh man, I like this scripture. And you read it 30 times, same scripture. It's a good scripture. I love this scripture. But you get into a little trouble or something happens to you, and just so happen you're reading that scripture, and that scripture turns into something different for you. All of a sudden, boom, it's inside of you, and you're weeping and you're crying because God has spoken something to you out of that same scripture you've been looking at for 30 years.
Yeah. Amen. That's right.
It's because God has new things for you every day. If we knew without a doubt that God had things for us brand new every day, would you be more and more in his presence? I believe I would be, and I am, because I'm looking for new things. I'm tired of the old. How many are tired of the old?
Yeah.
I want to see the kingdom of God on the earth, just like he told us to pray. And I'm going that way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Says, declaring the end from the beginning, from ancient times, the things that are not yet done. He says this, my counsel will stand. What he says is going to stand. There's nothing else to hold on. Can I tell you that he created the heavens and the earth, and he formed our planets, and he put them all in, moving around, and all that thing that he says, what he says is going to stand. It stays the same. So if you want to be contrary to the word of God, if you want to walk in a way that is not, that is contrary to God, that says, hey, Matt, well, you know, hey, pornography, I can look at it any time I want. It doesn't hurt me. Yeah, it does. Because you're contrary to the word of God. Oh, I can do this. I can do that. Let me just say this to you. Read the book. Read it. And let God speak to your heart. Because we can't afford to be contrary in these days. Is that right? Come on, man. Watch this. He says, calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executes my counsel from a far country. Then he says this, yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will do it. I will also do it. Listen to me, you stout-hearted. How many of you are stout-hearted in here? No, man, you don't want to be hard-hearted. He says, listen, just listen. Those of you that are far from righteous, I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be far off. And my salvation, it shall not tarry. I will place salvation in Zion for Israel, my glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to show you something. How many of you know that Jesus was slain from the foundation of the earth? How many of you know that? I mean, the plan was that Jesus would pay for our sins. Is that right? I got two people that know it. Good, man. I ought to be an auctioneer, huh? I see that hand. Yeah, $500 there, Anthony? Tony? $500? Yeah. Praise God. I want you to go to Revelation chapter 13, verse 8. He's talking about the Antichrist that's going to come into the earth, that's going to be revealed in the earth, and you're going to see him. I mean, I don't think we're going to see him. I believe we're going to be out of here. How many say out of here? Out of here. Come on. It's all that dwell on the earth shall worship who? The Antichrist he's talking about here. Whose names are, I want you to put, there's an emphasis on the not. Whose names are not written in the book of life. And then he says this, of the Lamb slain from when? From the foundation of the earth. See, Jesus, the plan was, God set into motion a plan that was going to happen where Jesus was going to come and die on a cross, and he planned it. It was planned from the foundation of the earth. Isn't that cool? Cool. That's why God's at rest. That's why he's resting. He says, all my works are done. Who's the Lamb? Jesus. Jesus is the Lamb of God that took away the sins of the world. Number one, you go to 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. If you can, write these down, or if you don't, listen to the message afterwards. It's on. You know, you can get it on the web. It says, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ. How are you redeemed? By the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was, listen to that word, foreordained before the foundation of the world, but is manifest in these last times for you. You see, he was a plan from the foundation of the earth. God's at rest. And when Jesus came, he said something. When he died on the cross, he said, it is finished. What does that mean? Well, God, I thought, yeah, it means finished. It's cabo. Se cabo. Everybody say se cabo. It was done. He finished it. The plan to redeem mankind has now executed by the blood of the Lamb, by his own blood. And now we are able to walk right into the throne room of God and say, hey, hello, God. Good morning, God. No more of a need for a priest or no need for an in-between person. But you go right to God. He opens that door for you. Finished. Cabo. Everybody say cabo. Cabo. Yeah. So some folks just say, man, that's speaking in tongues. You ain't gonna get me to do that. Come on. It's Spanish, okay? It's Spanish. Se acabó. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Get myself in trouble.
You'll get out of it.
Thank you, Lord. Lord said, I didn't tell you to say that. Ephesians chapter 1, 1 through 11. I want you to look at this. See, the fact of the matter, Jesus was foreordained. I want you to listen to what Paul is talking about here. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are in Green Valley, Sahuarita, Naco, anywhere, I mean, to the saints and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Is that you? Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with what? With all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Paul has given us a fact. He says, do you know that you've already been blessed with all spiritual blessings everywhere? God has already given it to you. He's already given it to you. All spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. And then he says, according as he has chosen, now watch this, us in him, what? Where? When? Before the foundation of the world. Isn't that weird? Isn't that wild? How you like that? How you like them apples? Come on, man. He saw you before this planet ever was even spoken into existence. Ooh, now you think about that. Just think about it. See, this is a God that we serve. He knows you. He knows you better than you know yourself, because he knows all the giftings that he's placed inside of you. All the gifts, he knows them all. Then he says this, having predestinated us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted and beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, forgiveness of sins. Amen?
Amen.
According to the riches of his grace, wherein he has abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence. I want you to look at that. How has he abounded towards us? Wisdom and prudence. Wisdom, prudence is understanding. He's abounding towards us. He's pushing it towards us. He said, look, I'm giving it to you if you will accept it. That's why I talked about last week, we talked about all of the non-essential thoughts that we go through. God is trying to get through those things so he can tell you who you are and what he's given you. He's given you so many great things, you've got no idea. Hallelujah. Amen, Pastor. Okay, we'll move on. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19, I want you to look at this. Nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure. Having this seal, the Lord knows them that are his. Do you hear me? Do you hear the word? He already knows you. He knows you're his. And let everyone that names the name of Christ depart from what? What's iniquity? What is iniquity? Naughty, naughty, naughty. Come on. What is iniquity? Sin. It's sin. Anything that's contrary to God, God is saying, I want you to depart from it. Get away from it. Leave it alone. And I know this can be hard to say. I know this can be hard to take, but I'm going to tell you something. It means what it says. Let everyone depart from iniquity. You know, the Bible says that sin has a pleasure for a season. Is that right? It really does. But the wages of sin is what? Death. And Jesus didn't come to give us death. Jesus came that we might have life, and life more what? Abundant. That's exactly right. So he didn't come to give us death. He came to give us life, but sin pays you dividends in death. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? I hope you hear me, because it's true. That's the word of God. That's what God says. The wages of sin is death. The soul that sins, it shall die. Man, I'm going to let that one sit for a while. Because, folks, we do things that God would be saying, what are you doing? What makes you think that I am not watching you? Come on, man. What makes you think that you are alone? You're not alone. Woo, come on, man. What makes you think you can outsmart God? Come on. Not gonna happen. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy? 2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure, having this said. Do we read this one? The Lord knows them that are his, and let everyone that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. That's what we just said. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. I love this scripture. I will probably say this to every person that I meet. This is one of those scriptures that I just love to give them. Did I not give it to you? I'm sorry. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. And I apologize for not giving it. I try to get these messages good where I don't make a mistake. There it is. Hallelujah. That's okay. So according as his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. God, according to his divine power. What's his divine power? His divine power is the Holy Ghost. There's a lot of churches, a lot of people out there that don't believe in the Holy Ghost, don't believe. They won't give him the ability to do what he wants to do in their lives. So therefore they say, hey, you know, I just don't believe that. I believe that's passed away. Can I tell you that is incorrect? Read the word. You'll find it. You'll find that the Holy Spirit is the one that is today, in today's world, is bringing the church together. That's the Holy Ghost. That's his name. He's called the Spirit of Unity. Hallelujah. He's the one. And it says right here, according to his divine power, which is the Holy Ghost, has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. He's already given it to you. He's already given you everything that you need for life. And he's already also, fellas, he's also given you everything that you need for godliness. It's true. He's given it to you. He's already given it through the knowledge of him. So that's why I'm telling you, stay in the word. The more you know about him, the more you read about him, the more he's going to show you, the more he's going to open it up to you. And you're going to find that. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4 says, if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. To whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not. See, notice that doesn't say blinded the eyes. What does it say? Blinded the minds. He's talking about the mind. And he says, the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which do not believe, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, be should shine forth into you. Do you see that? Do you see what he's saying? Can I tell you there is an enemy even here tonight, even here this morning, is trying to get you to say, I don't get that. I don't want that. Whatever. He's trying to blind your mind. And God is trying to say, look, I've got things for you that you don't even know about. Woo. And I'm going to tell you, he's going to get them. How many of you like Jeremiah 29? Does anybody know that? Can anybody stand up and tell me Jeremiah 29, 11? Just don't put it up yet. Anybody? Yeah, that's it. Where'd that come from? Come on, man. Hallelujah. That's a Jason Ochoa translation. Come on, man. Anybody else? Let's put up Jeremiah 29:11. Listen to this. Because, you know, God has created from the foundation of the earth. He created Christ to die since the foundation of the earth. And then we just read that Ephesians, that we were chosen from the foundation. Is that right? You guys are getting that? Now, check this out. He says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to bring you or to give you what? An expected end. What's an expected end? His expectation. Our expectation or his expectation? Can I tell you, our expectation does not meet his expectation at all. We don't know. We've got no idea. We have to stay in the word. We got to be watching, going after him so that he can show us the expectation he has for us. Do you get that? Do you get it? Watch this. Check this out. I like this. How many of you guys like to add? I showed this to the youth the other night, so don't say nothing, okay? How many like adding? 2 plus 2 is?
4.
3 plus 3 is?
6.
5. 6. Hallelujah. Psalm 40. Let's put up Psalm 40, verse 5. I just want you to know this. God is always thinking about you. Here's that. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful thoughts which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are toward us. You see that God is thinking about you? And then he says this, they cannot be reckoned up in order. unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. David is talking about how much God thinks about just you. You. Everybody say me. How much God thinking about you? He's always thinking about you. He's always, his thoughts are full of you. Can you imagine, look around the room. I can't imagine God just trying to think about all the thoughts that he's got in here, man, just in this house, much less all around the world. But yet, that's God. He knows every person on the planet, and he knows every thought that he has toward that person. Do you know that?
That's right. Amen.
That's good. Watch this. He says, they cannot be numbered. But let's say we could number them. Is that right? Let's say we can take all those thoughts and 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way down to, all the way down to we can't number them anymore. Yeah. Whatever that number might be. Look at what the scripture is. Look at what this says. Psalm 139, verse 17 says this. How precious also are your thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. See that? How great is the sum of all the thoughts that he has toward Pastor John, or that he has toward Caleb, or I forgot your name. Tyler. Alfred. Steve. Shirley. Donnell. All the amount of thoughts that he has towards you, they can be numbered. They can't be numbered, but if they were numbered, he says, how great is the sum of them? So you draw your line so you can do your addition up and down, right? You know what your answer comes out to? Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts that I have for you to bring you to an expected end. Do you see what he's saying to you? He has more for you than you can imagine. He's trying to bring new things out of you while you're stuck in the old. He's trying to speak things to you so you can look forward, but we're still dragging around the back end. We're still dragging the old church around with us. And folks, we're not in the old church anymore. How many say amen?
Amen.
I mean, we're not in that old church anymore. What we are in, we're in the kingdom of God, and God is placing it on the earth just like he told us to pray, because God is faithful. If you won't pray, somebody else will. Oh, man, hallelujah. I'm digging on you, aren't I? Hallelujah.
That's right.
How great is the sum? Oh, folks, can I just say this? You got no idea what God has for you. You just don't. I've got no idea what he has for me. But I know that the sum is great. The addition, when the count is done. Can I just say this to you? I mean, this was not on the board. This is one I didn't give you, Katie, but do you remember when Jesus is when he's talking about the end of the world and they're separating the sheep from the goats? Do you remember what he tells the goats? He tells the sheep, he says, enter into the kingdom, he says, that has been for you since the foundation of the earth, is what he says. He says, enter in the kingdom. But to the one on his left side, the ones he calls the goats, you know what he says? He says, I never knew you. I never knew you. See, because God has thoughts towards you, but if you're contrary to those thoughts, how can he know you? He can't know you. You're not the one that he's thinking on. You're not the one that he's placing his thoughts on. You're not the one that these things are coming to pass in your life. So when he sees you, he doesn't recognize you. Isn't that crazy? That's something. God has an expected end for everybody. Could you stand up? Hallelujah. Let me see. It's 2:00. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, doing an all-nighter. Come on, brother. Hallelujah. Let me just say this to you. The expected end that God has for you is coming. He's bringing things to you, and he's opening things to you if you'll just go after him, just seek him for him. Hallelujah. He's a good God. He's going to pour on upon his people, his spirit, and they will prophesy, and they will dream dreams, and they'll go, and they're going to do exploits in the earth. Hallelujah, because the word of God says it, and it's going to happen. So I want to pray for you real quick. Hallelujah. You got a song you're going to play? Glory to God. If you will bow your heads, let's pray. Oh, hallelujah. I hope you got something out of this, because I believe God was speaking to your heart this morning, whoever you are. He's got great things for you. Father, we thank you this morning. Father, I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would begin to open those things that you are trying to say to us by your Spirit, Lord. Lord, I'm asking you, Father God, that you would, Father God, shine a light within our hearts, Father God, for all that you've done for us, all that you've called us into, all, Father God, the things that you are saying to us, Father, personally. If you want God just to show you more and more and more, just raise your hand right now. If you're asking God to show me more, Lord, show me more. Show me more about who I am and what I am and how much you love me. Just raise your hands to him and say, Lord, show me more. Say it, tell him that. Show me more, Lord. Lord, give me more. Show me more, Lord, about who you are in my life, Lord. Lord, we thank you for it. Father, you see the hearts. You see those that are hungry. You see those that are hurting. You see those, Father God, that need more from you this morning. And God, we're asking you, Lord, that your kingdom come, your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Father God, fill your children with a joy unspeakable and full of glory, Lord, according to your word. In the name of Jesus, if you agree, say amen. Hallelujah. Worship the Lord for a little bit with us.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing and hearing through the word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the word of God. You could connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.